That's a little sample of the music of Thelonious Monk as interpreted by John Beasley and his Monkestra, and a bit of Epistrophe. Thelonious Monk's music is going to figure in the upcoming Portland Jazz Festival, which is coming up. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie, and welcome to Jazz Northwest. And on today's show, we're going to be listening to some of the music by the artists who are appearing at the Portland Jazz Festival. We'll also have online Don Lukoff, the director of the festival, to tell us about some of the artists and the plans for this year's festival. It starts in just a month on February 16th and runs for 10 days through the 26th. Lots of great music coming up in Portland. Here's a pair of artists that are going to be performing together. Branford Marsalis, who with his quartet will be joined by Kurt Elling at the Portland Jazz Festival on the opening week. Here's Branford Marsalis, the saxophonist, with his group, which includes Joy Contarazzo, Eric Rivas, and Justin Faulkner, joined by singer Kurt Elling in music by Sonny Rollins. This is Sonny Rollins' tune, Doxy.
We moved around a lot when I was a kid, 'cause my daddy was the traveling type. The last thing in the world that he'd like to do was to watch that box and smoke a pipe. Yeah, we lived all over the city and the country, and that's the reason why I got itchy feet and I want to kiss this town goodbye. Only thing I'll miss, yeah, after I'm gone, is this very special woman I know. She's got a lot of ways to get me to stay, even though I really want to go. Hey, she wild, that doxy, fine and foxy. But that's the reason why I'm kicking around, and I want to kiss this town goodbye. So blabble, 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 da 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 da, whoa, da 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 da.
That's a Sonny Rollins tune. That's Branford Marsalis on tenor saxophone with his quartet, joined by Kurt Elling doing the vocal on Doxy. They'll open the Portland Jazz Festival just a month from now on February 16th on a Thursday night. We'll be listening to music by a number of the artists who are appearing at this year's festival, and we're joined now by the artistic director of the festival, Don Lukoff. Last year's festival celebrated John Coltrane, and there are also some celebrations going on this year in the 14th annual festival.
This year we're going to be recognizing the centennials of Thelonious Monk, Dizzy Gillespie, and Buddy Rich. We were considering an Ella Fitzgerald program, but that's something we hope to get to later in 2017. Dizzy's celebration is going to be especially poignant in that we're recognizing the career achievements of Mel Brown as our Portland Jazz Master.
Oh, great.
Mel is an icon in Portland, and for all the years that he's performed and taught and all the things that he's accomplished, he's never put together a big band. So he has assembled a big band for this particular night, and John Faddis is going to be the special guest, and he will be bringing authentic Dizzy Gillespie charts for big band that they're going to perform. And also, for the first part of the concert, about six or seven players from the big band are going to be utilized in a special tribute to Jimmy Mack.
Great.
The program is going to be called the Jimmy Mack All-Stars. This is being done in, of course, recognition of Jimmy's achievements and his untimely passing on New Year's Day. And also, Mel was a permanent fixture at Jimmy's at both his clubs since the first inception of Jimmy's first club 20 years ago. So Mel has reorganized his original septet. A couple of members of that septet passed. However, a few other players are going to take their place. So it's going to be in the spirit of Jimmy Mack for the first half of the concert.
For the benefit of those who may not be familiar with the name of Jimmy Mack, Jimmy Mack's was a jazz club in Portland that operated for quite a few years in two different locations and was just sort of a centerpiece for the Portland jazz scene. And he was very ill and, as you said, passed at the end of the year. The club is closed. It was closing down but moving to another location.
The original plan was to move around the block. Jimmy was at the front end of doing the work, clearing permits, city permits, about to start in on the demo, and then he received news from his doctors that he needed to focus entirely on his health and his hopeful recovery, but he went into a pretty sharp decline. He had been battling cancer for a few years, and the club was scheduled to close on New Year's Eve, and the new club was scheduled to open sometime in January. That was the plan, so they were basically a three-month window to demo and set up the new club, so that never came about. The unfortunate situation, in addition to Jimmy's passing, is the fact that the club is not going to reopen.
You had a number of events that were planned to take place at the club as well, so you had to scramble to find something else for that.
We did. Fortunately, one of our favorite venues that was offline the last 3 years has come back online, the Mission Theater. So we're going to be doing a program there. There's a new venue that's come online in the historic Irvington neighborhood in the inner northeast called the Fremont Theater. And we're going to do a few shows there. We'll add a couple additional shows over at the old church that we've been using year-round. And we're going to add a club at the Alberta Abbey where we occasionally do shows as well over in the Alberta MLK Inner Northeast area.
We're talking with Don Lukoff about the 14th annual PDX Jazz Festival in Portland, which opens just a month from now, February 16th, with Branford Marsalis and Kurt Elling, and then the Maria Schneider Orchestra the following night, and then Ralph Peterson's Triangular also on Friday night. So lots of good stuff coming up that first weekend. Also, the Heath Brothers are going to be in, and Javon Jackson. So let's talk a bit about Branford and Kurt and Maria Schneider. We have some multi-award-winning artists here and Grammy nominees and just very prominent artists on this first weekend. It's a great, exciting opening.
It is. Branford, this will be his third performance on the festival since the festival began. He last played in duo with Joey Calderazzo in 2012. This will be his quartet, his working quartet with special guest Kurt Elling. They did a record middle last year. They did extensive touring in Europe. Very little touring in the States, but the bulk of the live dates across America are going to take place during the time that our festival is taking place. It's Grammy nominated for Best Jazz Vocal Album with Kurt's involvement. I think that this particular collaboration surprised some people, although you talk to the musicians at hand, and for them it fits like a glove, and it certainly sounds that way on the recording.
Both of these artists have such busy careers, it's tough to get them lined up to do some touring together, but I'm really glad that you're lucky enough to be able to tie into this tour.
This is a real special show for us. Maria Schneider, first time that she will appear in Portland. It's a bus tour, from what I understand. She's doing a number of dates. The Portland date is the first date of the tour.
And this is the New York band. This is her regular band.
The New York band, you know, from Clarence Penn to Nonnie McCaslin and all the way across the board, section by section.
Every chair is a soloist, I believe.
Indeed. And Maria has also been exceedingly outspoken advocate for musicians' rights against illegal file sharing, streaming, downloading, and she gave a very moving speech over the weekend at the Jazz Connect conference in New York City. If it's not online at this point, it will be uploaded, and it's exceedingly inspirational, not just for musicians, but for people who follow the music scene as well.
Thanks, Don. Truly an inspirational figure, Maria Schneider. We have some music by her coming up here in just a moment. Our guest on Jazz Northwest today is Don Lukoff, who's the artistic director of the PDX Jazz Festival, which begins next month, opening on February 16th and continuing through the 26th in Portland, Oregon, in various locations. Jazz Northwest comes to you each weekend here on 88.5 KNKX, connects you with the jazz scene in the Pacific Northwest. And here is music by Maria Schneider from her Grammy Award-winning album, The Thompson Fields, featuring soloist Laj Lund on guitar, Frank Kimbrough on piano. This is the composition and arrangement and title tune from the award-winning Maria Schneider album, The Thompson Fields.
Thank you.
the Maria Schneider Orchestra, and the title piece from the multi-award-winning album, The Thompson Fields. Maria Schneider and her orchestra will be appearing at the Portland Jazz Festival. In this performance, the soloists were Frank Kimbrough on piano and Laj Lund on guitar. You also heard contributions from Steve Wilson on soprano sax and Gary Versace on accordion. Beautiful music. At times, I'm reminded of great American composers like Samuel Barber and Aaron Copland in the expanse and beauty and blending of the sound Maria Schneider is able to bring off with her orchestra. She'll be appearing with her orchestra, musicians heard in this recording, at the Portland Jazz Festival, February 17th, Friday night. You're listening to Jazz Northwest on KNKX, connecting you with the Northwest jazz scene every weekend at this time and throughout the week. Don Lukoff, the director of the Portland PDX Jazz Festival, is our guest today on Jazz Northwest. Another one of the features for the opening weekend is the appearance of the Heath brothers, Jimmy Heath, the tenor and soprano saxophonist, and Tootie Heath, the drummer, who will be appearing on Sunday, February 18th, at the Portland Jazz Festival.
Yes, Jimmy at 91. We have a particular affinity for NEA Jazz Masters. We feel as part of our programming mission to include these icons every year in our festival. We've had Roy Haynes, Lou Donaldson, Toshiko Akiyoshi, Randy Weston, Wayne Shorter, Ornette Coleman over the years. So many of these NEA Jazz Masters. For Jimmy Heath, the Heath brothers, they have not played the Jazz Festival before. They played Mount Hood in the 90s. So Jimmy Heath is long overdue for an appearance. He's going to do the music of Dizzy Gillespie, so it'll be a special Heath Brothers program. As you know, Dizzy and Jimmy go back to Philadelphia days. Jimmy was part of Dizzy's big band, so we're excited about that. And then the second half of that bill, sax appeal with Javon Jackson and Donald Harrison, they are also going to do a tribute set to Dizzy Gillespie.
Great. So these things are all taking place the first weekend we've been talking about. A little further on down the line, there's a tribute to Thelonious Monk, and it's Monk's 100th anniversary of his birth this year as well.
Yes, a few programs dealing with Monk's career. The centerpiece show will be a double bill of T.S. Monk, Thelonious' son, with his sextet, with the band Monkestra, which was conceived, organized by the pianist, composer, arranger John Beasley, a multi-Grammy Award and Emmy-nominated artist. John Beasley has played with Freddie Hubbard and Miles Davis and many others. He has rearranged and reimagined a lot of Monk's classic tunes to big band. This particular group will be his West Coast band. John is based in L.A. Four players are going to be augmented from Portland to fill out the 15-piece band. Monkestra just played in New York over the weekend at the Winter Jazz Festival, but it was his New York ensemble. So John has two different versions of this band, a band that works in New York and in Los Angeles on the West Coast.
You also have a program on the same weekend. That's on February 25th. That's going to be taking place. But there's another program called Mysterioso with music of Steve Lacy and Thelonious Monk.
Yeah, we just added that show and announced it last week. It's primarily local artists, also Jenny Scheinman and Todd Sickafoos, who aren't local to the Pacific Northwest, who are in the general area, are going to be part of that show. Mark Orton has organized that. Mary Sue Tobin, local saxophonist, is going to be part of it. They want to deal with the material of Lacy and Monk collectively, the individual compositions, but they feel that there's a real connection between these two musicians. Lacy was heavily influenced by Monk. Lacy has done a tribute record to Monk. So I think that these arrangements are going to take both of these artists into consideration.
Let's listen to some music by the Heath brothers next, and also some music by Thelonious Monk, played by his son T.S. Monk's group. First, here are the Heath brothers: Jimmy on tenor sax, brother Tootie on drums, Jeb Patton piano, David Wong on bass, Jimmy Heath's composition, Wall to Wall.
Wall to Wall.
That's a wild arrangement of Thelonious Monk's composition called Little Rooty Tooty. That was T.S. Monk, who Thelonious called Little Rooty Tooty when he was a boy. And Little Rooty Tooty here in a beautiful arrangement by Don Sickler and T.S. Monk. Danilo Perez on piano. Grover Washington Jr. was the tenor saxophonist, playing with considerably more muscularity than you usually hear. Roy Hargrove was the flugelhorn player. T.S. Monk at the drums. T.S. Monk will be leading a sextet in his father's music at this year's Portland Jazz Festival. Before that, we were listening to the Heath Brothers, also appearing at the festival, with a tune titled Wall to Wall, composed by Jimmy Heath, with Jimmy's tenor and Albert Tootie Heath on drums, Jeb Patton piano, and David Wong on bass, from the album Endurance. And one of the enduring figures in jazz, certainly, is Jimmy Heath. On Jazz Northwest today, we're previewing the PDX Jazz Festival. The Portland Jazz Festival takes place in February from the 16th through the 26th this year. All kinds of great artists, and we're listening to some of them today with Don Lukoff, who's the artistic director of the festival. 88.5 KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. And let's talk guitar players. You have some great guitarists coming up this year. You have John Abercrombie and Ralph Towner and John Scofield.
Yes, John played the festival last year, so we're kind of bending the no-repeat rule from 1 year to that. But it was such a successful show with Joe Lovano.
And yes.
John is one of these guys like Bill Frisell, where every time he comes around the corner, he's got a different project. So this one is Grammy-nominated, called Country for Old Men, where he's reimagining classic country and folk tunes. Very original, very inspiring, and he always has great sidemen with him, as you know. And John Abercrombie's quartet, this is a band that's been around a long time, working with him, Joey Barron, Mark Copeland, I think it's Drew Gress on bass. John hasn't played the festival before. It's a rare appearance for Abercrombie to be playing on the West Coast. Ralph Towner last played for us in Portland when we recognized the band organ as Portland Jazz Masters years ago. Mm-hmm. So this will be a solo performance in the old church on a double bill with Anya Lechner and Francois Courtier, who are members of the ECM New Series. So it's really a kind of an ECM evening. And speaking of ECM, we're also going to have Craig Taborn's quartet in the middle of the week at the Old Church. Craig has never played the Portland Jazz Festival. I don't know if he's ever played Portland before. It's with Chris Speed, Chris Lightcap, and Dave King. So that's an amazing quartet.
Speaking of John Abercrombie, his new CD is just coming out. It's a quartet CD titled Up and Coming on ECM, and I was able to score a copy of it to share with you here this afternoon. This is the title tune from the album. John Abercrombie is on guitar, Mark Copeland is the pianist, Drew Gress bass, and Joey Barron on drums. Up and Coming. Thank you. Up and Coming, that's the title tune from the new John Abercrombie album just coming out on ECM. John Abercrombie, one of the artists appearing at the upcoming Portland Jazz Festival. The PDX Jazz Festival takes place February 16th through the 26th, and our guest is Don Lukoff. There's also an educational component about the festival and an opportunity for people to learn more about the artists and how they make their music. Tell us about that.
That's part of our festival's heritage. We were founded as a cultural tourism initiative to celebrate Black History Month, so we like to get up close and personal and do one-on-one dialoguing, or we put panels together with jazz artists. We've expanded on that, where we're doing some of these year-round now with our partner Literary Arts. We had a program recently called Jazz and the Beat Generation. In early February, right before the festival, we're going to be examining James Baldwin through one of his books that he wrote that was turned into a film. So we're just trying to be more expansive and build out our education program year-round. We also celebrate Jazz Appreciation Month in April with our Incredible Journey of Jazz program, which we also do in February, where we go into middle schools and do an interactive multidisciplinary program that deals with jazz from all the way back from Africa to present day, that was curated by Daryl Grant, who's head of jazz studies at Portland State University.
Great.
So those are some of the things we'll be doing. Also, we'll have a special program on International Jazz Day, which is April 30th, and that will be at the Portland Art Museum, where we're going to do a special edition of The Incredible Journey of Jazz, and we're going to be tying in with a special program that Daryl Grant is going to write. I don't know if he's going to write original music. I haven't seen the program yet, but it's going to deal with music from the Harlem Renaissance of the early 20th century through the 40s, tying into an existing show at the Art Museum called Constructing Identity, which is a show that's up from the Petrucci family of classic African-American painting.
So much going on, and Portland's a place to be in mid-February.
I know you're national, but I know you have a lot of people listening in Seattle. I mean, it's a short driver. It's an inexpensive train ride. We get a lot of people come down from Seattle, which we appreciate. And thanks to Seattle and John Gilbreth in particular, we do a lot of programming off the Earshot Festival in October, and John and I are sharing some of these special artists in February as well, up your way.
Thanks, Don. Don Lukoff, the artistic director for the Portland Jazz Festival, the PDX Jazz Festival, coming up February 16th through the 26th. Loads of great music. For more information, see the website at pdxjazz.com. The artists, ticketing, places to stay, and so on, all available for you there, pdxjazz.com. And I thought we'd conclude Jazz Northwest today with a bit of Dizzy Gillespie alumni all-star big band. The Mel Brown Big Band plays the big band charts of Dizzy Gillespie with John Faddis Wednesday, February 22nd at Revolution Hall as part of the Portland Jazz Festival. That's John Faddis playing with the Dizzy Gillespie Alumni All-Star Big Band in A Night in Tunisia by Dizzy Gillespie, with some of the music that's likely to be included in this February 22nd concert in Portland during the PDX Jazz Festival, with the Mel Brown Big Band featuring John Faddis. Faddis was a protege of Dizzy Gillespie and promises to bring to Portland some authentic Dizzy Gillespie big band charts. And that should be a pretty exciting program, played by the Mel Brown Big Band, specially assembled big band, performing on February 22nd at the Portland Jazz Festival, the PDX Jazz Festival. Next week here on Jazz Northwest, we're going to be listening to the group Lineup, recorded in concert at the Seattle Art Museum this past week in the Art of Jazz series. I hope you'll be with us again for that. The Lineup is also playing Tuesday night at Tula's. Also coming up this week, Jameson Ross will be at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. Mike Allen Quartet plays at the Unity Center in Bellingham on Wednesday night. Nelda Swigert will lead her Megabopolis band at Tula's on Wednesday night. Sonando plays there on Thursday. And Greta Matassa and Susan Pascal Quartet will perform at the Eastside Jazz Club event at the Resonance Concert Hall at SOMA in Bellevue. Kareem Candy's quartet plays at Tula's on Friday, and Eugenie Jones will do a free concert at Crossroads on Saturday. And next weekend, the Racers Sessions Festival begins. It'll run both Saturday and Sunday at Cafe Racer. For more information about good places to go for live jazz, be sure to check the KNKX Jazz Calendar and also the very complete calendar available at Earshot. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here today, and stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You are listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR.